You will sleep better than you have ever slept. You've never been this relaxed. Are you ready to change your life?
I'm Rusty Diamond, certified hypnotist. You don't need to leave your house. You can stay in your bed. You can stay in your favorite chair. You just need a computer or your phone. You can get a hold of me. Stay at home. I'll make your life better.
HypnosisIsGreat.com.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.
Yo, man. Hello, Miss Rusty. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Public Access Podcast, the podcast here on the Rusty Diamond Podcast Network. Thank you, everybody, for being here and listening. If you are listening and you want to know what it looks like, what the guests look like, what I look like, go to Rusty. No, well, you go to rustydiamond.net, but you go and you search the Public Access Podcast on YouTube or Rumble. And if you are watching this and you love my guests and you love the content, but you don't want to look at my stupid face, then all you have to do is go to anywhere you listen to podcasts and you can find a show there. Pretty easy. Pretty easy. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And you know what? Because it is Tuesday, two for Tuesday. That means I have two special guests, and my special guests are right here and right now. And my special guests today are Ashley Louise Jackson and Laura Michelle Powers. Thank you two for being here. How is everything going today?
Awesome. I'm happy to be here, and I love your intro. Super fun.
Thank you.
Hey, you're a wizard.
I'm a wizard. I was a purple wizard. Not anymore. Not anymore. That's the time of my life that time is done. But yeah, it's good to have you two here. And so you two just kind of get right into it. Because I've been thinking about this a lot, and I want to get to talk about this a lot because not a lot of people want to talk about it. So you two have a podcast about AI. And that definitely caught my interest with how many different careers you two have that encompass all of that.
I love the pause. He's like, what word do I use?
This is a good way to put it. So I have a question for you, actually, Rusty, because this is a good preface to this. Did you create your intro video?
Yes, I did.
You did. And can you tell us what products you used to create it? Did you create it with AI at all or no?
I absolutely created it with AI. No. Okay. So the commercial was no AI. That was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I had someone else do it, but maybe he used AI, but I don't know what the AI capability was then. And then, but the newest one was AI, and I used Canva and just kept it simple. But and then the music was old music that I made, but I don't know, because like in the last few weeks the music with AI has gotten unreal. You got Suno that kind of took over and has been fucking crazy. Have you two kind of
We've both released. I've released several tracks, and Ashley has just released a whole album that she created with AI.
Yeah, with Suno. Yeah, no, so I was curious if you'd created your own music because, in a matter of about less than 20 minutes, we could create you a song that was just for you, right? Like a jingle. I did
Oh,
create
shit.
my music in Suno, and I did release it on YouTube and Spotify and Instagram, TikTok, all the places that you can get your music. There's definitely a several step process to that. It's several different AIs and several different techniques, and it's a creative process. And
Holy
Laura and I
shit.
both use that process. And
Yeah.
he was a
Cool.
published artist beforehand. This is what's really interesting is Laura was in the music world for a long time now, and she's been
Yeah.
doing it the old way, right? Where you get a producer and you pay a lot of money, and you pay a lot of money to produce your songs. And so to be able to do it in one click, it's a lot of disruption. And so I will let Laura speak to that a little bit, but it's definitely creating big waves. And so I'm open to showing you that or playing around with that, but that's the capability we're at right now.
Yeah, I
Please,
also
it
oh,
hurts.
I also want to say that a lot of people have been using AI programs that don't even realize they've been using it for a very long time. Canva is one of those. So people have been using Canva for years and years and don't even realize that there's AI in there. And Canva has been like really actually putting more into that AI sort of bandwagon and offering more that is created with AI. So I think a lot of people are suddenly feeling very uncomfortable about it without even realizing they've literally been using AI already for years and love it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people. I have a lot of creative friends that are mixed about it, and I like asking people too when they come on my show, especially writers.
Yeah,
Writers are
I'm a
yeah, I think.
writer. I use Grammarly. I've been using Grammarly for a very long time. If you're not familiar with Grammarly, it's not just for people that consider them, writers. It's relating for anything you there's a plugin for, when you're searching online for emails, but basically just cleans up your writing, makes suggestions. It can even help you with the tone, like if you want to be a particular type of tone in your writing. And one of the ways I use Grammarly is to catch just typos or errors or inconsistencies. I still hire an editor, but it basically makes it so that you're spending less money and just have a lot less effort that you have to do with the live human, which is I think a lot of what AI is doing for us is it's actually making the human work part less. And yeah, as and then there's other applications. So I'm also a screenwriter. I'm working on getting, some of my screenplays pitched and sold. This year, and I just met with another screenwriter I know who's had he's won tons of awards, and there's something called coverage, which is where you hire someone to basically create some kind of summations, descriptions of your screenplay, so that someone can read the coverage instead of reading the whole screenplay and like understand what's going on with your screenplay. And he was telling me, and I'm going to play around with this, that the AI coverage is better than the human coverage. And by the way, it's like obviously a lot less money. So there's whole people like, people that do coverage, a lot of them are trying to figure something else out at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, so with music, then I don't know, like kind of what I thought was like it's a good leveling up, and this was maybe like a year or so ago I was talking about this, but now it's fucking way different than what it was a year ago. But and then like I can't draw worse shit, and so I think it like kind of helps people who maybe are lacking some of those skills to be able to level up. But then I think the people who are technically proficient, quote unquote, whatever, in any of those can like use what other people like who don't really know what they're doing technically, but have great ideas can go and take that stuff and then kind of add on to that and like make crazy new art. And I love it. There's so much of me that's back and forth, and how much time I've spent making so much shit, like making so many songs, like how long it takes to make a song, as opposed to now I can make one in 45 seconds. And
I
it's
mean, yeah, it's literally compressed the timelines like super short. And it's exciting. Like you brought up the point of like if you have a desire for something but you don't have the technical skill or the time, like I actually was an award-winning drawer. Like I entered a lot of awards for drawing and won when I was a girl growing up, but you could spend like 40 hours on something like And just the
Easily.
ability to like have your vision created so much faster. Photoshop is another one, like Canva, that people have been using for a long time and don't really think about it, but it is absolutely an AI program. And again, they've been increasing the features that are AI within the program. And to Ashley's question about music, so I grew up in a musical family and started as a girl being in the studio, performing live, creating music. And it's amazing. I really love it. But the ability to create something so quickly that follows your vision, with it's almost like your AI producer, right? Think of it as like AI is your producer and your studio engineer, and your master all at the same time is incredible, because a lot of people, they either don't have access to somebody who can do that for them, they don't have the tech, or they just don't have the money. Because if you're producing it yourself, I mean, you're talking hundreds, thousands of dollars, and hundreds would be minimum for a song.
If you have a
And
friend.
yeah, I mean, and that's not even like if you take a lot of time, that's talking about if you're pretty efficient. Because you can get studios where it would be like, I've called because I'll do price checks at different studios. It's like, yeah, it's like 300 an hour, and then you have to hire the engineer. I mean, like pretty quickly you're getting into the thousands at that point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and it's fucking, and then it's also like, if you have to twist switch anything at all, like if you don't like something, it's not like that's a whole different thing. That's going to add a bunch of price then too, and you don't know, they're not as agreeable as AI is also because of a producer. Producers are
AI doesn't
also
have an
artists,
ego in the way
right?
that
There's,
humans do.
which
You'd be
is
like, I don't like
a
that,
big
do it
thing.
differently. And I was like, okay, here
Yeah, I mean, if you tell someone that like produced your music and you just one track, even like, nah, I don't like it, man. It's kind of shitty. I wish you would just kind of scrap it and go a totally different direction. And it's like, well, fuck, I spent, 10 hours making this, and but now they're just like, okay, fine, sure, yeah, I'll do that. What would be the way you want it to go? And they do it. They fucking do it. Like, why not? Why not go that way? And I mean, so yeah, I think the first thing that I saw with Suno was I would see these on YouTube or TikTok. Those they were like old timey songs, and I think someone had one that was like, I glued my balls to my butthole again or something like that. And that was that
You can
Suno
make a
made,
song about anything on a whim,
right?
and that's one of the cool things is when you don't need to take as much time or money, it really opens up that amount of creativity with, are you going to spend several hours and thousands of dollars to make that song? Probably not, unless you're, whoever
Right.
with a big bank account and a lot of time. But if you could just do it in like a short amount of time, why not? It's fun.
Yeah, why not? And if you don't like it, you're not wasting a bunch of money. Like it's you also get that ego thing of yourself, that self ego of man, I just spent, $6,000 to have these two tracks produced. Maybe it meant not that much, but I don't like it. I feel like it's not great. Or get a year down the road and you're like, I don't like it, and I'm like, fuck, I'm out $6,000.
The other thing that's great and about creating in this way is that you can try a lot of different things and kind of see what sticks more quickly. You can try, like, I'm going to try a bunch of different styles, I'm going to try a bunch of different things, see what works, see what people like. Whereas you can't really do that effectively when you're producing in the old way, because again, time, budget considerations. Even if you have a big budget, it still takes a lot of time. Whereas you can do this, like, we know someone who's taught us the AI music program, and he has one song that went viral, but he's just creating all these songs, and then it's like, oh, what worked in that one? And then you can like replicate that, but it's going to take you a very long time to do that if you're creating in the traditional way.
Absolutely. And yeah, I love it. I love it. That's the thing, leveling
Yeah,
up for everyone.
for sure. And then you can study the curve, right? So there's this woman named LP, right? She has 1.3 billion views. So you go to YouTube, who has the most views? How did they do that? Why do they have the most views, right? And then you ask Suno to write in that genre, right? And it's very interesting because people like we didn't really disclose, but like if you create something with Suno, you're paying pennies to create a song every time you push the button. And people that are listening to this may be a little skeptical. And so I do, and Laura does, we do offer options to learn about AI. And so, yeah, you can get a hold of us to do that. But it should make you feel a little
Cool.
uncomfortable because it's brand new. But it is bigger than Google. It is bigger than anything in our lifetime. And if you've ever used, a spell check in your life, that's AI. And that's the oldest, one of the oldest AIs. Like Laura was talking about, she uses Grammarly, which is like the advanced version of spell check. But when we were kids, we had spell check. I'm in my 30s, and so I was an early adopter of tech, but I grew up on a horse ranch in the middle of nowhere with access to no funds. So that's why I love AIs because I would never be able to pay for myself to use my creativity otherwise.
And also
Correct.
one of the other old ones that almost everybody uses in some capacity, if you're using any kind of digital device, is autocorrect, right? That's also AI. I also want to say that the literally what we're doing right now is the similar aspect. So podcasting, like when I started a podcast, so I had a traditional media background, and it was like, oh my gosh, you could basically create your own radio station. And like get it out to whoever wants to listen without buying a radio station and all the transmission equipment and hiring all the people, right? I mean, and now that's just pretty normal. And I was an early adopter with podcasting. I started 13 years ago, back
Oh
when
shit.
it took like a long time. I would say it was a good 5 to 7 years before most people even knew what a podcast was that I had been podcasting. And so now we're at a point where like people get that, and we will get that way with some of these different techs. I'm an early tech adopter. These AI techs, a lot of it like either people discount it, they don't get it, they like are like, never mind, that's not for me, until it just becomes so ubiquitous that like everyone just accepts it. And we will get that way with some of these things. It is creating a lot of disruption. But I think a lot of disruption is good. It's like it's basically making our lives easier, freeing up our time, allowing us to create more. And also, we can do things without as much tech background as we used to have. So, for example, with music, if you wanted to create your own music, you've been able to do that for a while. And some of these are still AI programs, but these DAWs, digital audio workstations, which, there are many like Ableton, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And I thought about it years ago because I wanted to be able to have more freedom to create my own music, but it was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy that software. It's very tech heavy to learn how to use it. So it's a big learning
Yeah.
curve, right? So to me, it was pretty daunting to have to learn how to do all of that. And then you go into some of these newer things like Suno, and it's just like, bam. It's you can do it immediately with almost no training.
And once you learn one of those, and then someone says you need to learn a new one, you're like, no, fuck no. Like, I spent so long trying to like get all these little nuances of this program. Like, I know this. I spent so long on Windows Movie Maker. I can't tell you. I was doing that fucking till probably like 2015, just because like I knew every bit of that thing and I maxed out what you could do with it. But, yeah, like this is just like you're there. You can fucking hop right in, and it's great if you're creative. If you can think it with a little bit of help, you can fucking make it. And I mean, if you think you can get a pretty good rough draft of where you want to go and could bring it to someone such as you two. Not fucking Bono and Edge and those guys, but bring it to you two and be like, hey, this is what I'm doing, this is what I want. How can I improve on this? How can I make this fucking, be more catchy? How can I make this sound better? What how can I make this be more appealing and whatever else, and yeah, be able to just have like a much better thing than I'm creating this song. I sort of know what I want. I wanted to, with the boom, 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 and there's a little, a
Yeah,
few
you can
little things
literally,
over here,
you can
and
sing the song and it'll make the melody for you as an audio track with like one of the new software applications. It's pretty incredible. I just want to say
cool.
too, that one of the things this does is it has removed the gatekeepers, right? And you don't need permission anymore from someone who determines whether you're worthy or good or not. So for example, Ashley was told early on that she couldn't do it as a in music or as a singer. And for, frankly, that's bullshit because I've heard Ashley sing. She's an amazing singer. But it's like, who gives a shit? I mean, frankly, that's one person's opinion. And there's, I want to share a quote because I feel like this is going to be really helpful for people. I did not write this, but I'm just reading it from what I found the other day. Every creative I know was told by numerous people that they should be realistic and that they probably didn't have what it takes. Every single one. The books you read and the movies you watch were made by the people who didn't listen. Be one of those people. And the good thing about all of this, the AI tech, is that you don't have to get someone else's permission to just go forth and create what you want to create with all the tools. And so I think that's amazing. And it's already happened. It's happened with self or indie publishing, with writing. It's happened with like radio and media, now with podcasting, and music is it's the next thing, really.
Well, I mean, what happens to the gatekeepers? I mean, they eventually have to give up. I mean, they're just kind of getting the whole fucking, everyone's sneaking past the gate, and then eventually it's going to be like, well, shit, like everyone's already by. Like, do I adapt to it or do I just stand my ground after everybody's already kind of passed me up?
I think it's changed the whole game. And so, for example, there is still a publishing industry, but it is a fraction of what it used to be. And, I went to a publishing conference when I was first learning about, publishing and wanting to put my writing out there in the world. So I'm an author of 8 books for anyone who doesn't know that about me. And it's a really daunting process with the traditional publishing process, because you have to get an agent / manager. You have to like pitch, write book proposals. And the other thing is it takes a lot of time, so the timelines for traditional publishing are very long. So you have to not only find someone who says, yeah, we're going to publish this, but then it might take a year or maybe even longer from when you agree to something for it to be released. And what this whole movement has done is allowed you to create very quickly and rapidly. And I remember being like, I don't even want to wait that long. Even if I were to get someone to say, yeah, I want to publish that, I don't want to wait that long to get this out into the world. I want to do it like now. And I went to this publishing conference where Margaret Atwood was the speaker. And Margaret Atwood, she's the creator of The Handmaid's Tale book and like a bunch of other, I mean, she's a very famous author and there's a lot of intellectual property created from her work. And she was talking about how in the traditional publishing model, the writer would only get like $1 out of $10, say for a book sale, like 10%. There's nothing without the writer, right? Like it's literally completely built on. And so what this has done is disrupted that whole like everything that's kind of like built on the creator, and the creator can just be like, no, you still have to pay something for your distribution, whether it's music for Spotify or, the DistroKid, which is the actual like music company that a lot of people are using to get their work on the platforms, or Amazon to get the book. But the percentages that you're paying are much less than what they would be if you're using the traditional model.
And you also don't need physical copies, which is
right.
Big
expense.
I know there was someone I knew that ended up with a whole garage full of his book. And
the average independently published book sells less than 100 copies. Most do.
Yeah.
So yeah. And that old model, you would have to pay yourself to have all of them printed. And then by the way, shipping is expensive and it's a big hassle. So now that you could just print on demand and get it out to whoever wants it at that time, it's completely compressed that whole model and timeline and made it a lot cheaper and easier. So, and now, I mean, it's going to be interesting with AI writing of books. I think sometimes you can tell, sometimes, those that are skilled at it can pump something out that seems human created, but there are definitely telltale signs as a writer where I can definitely identify AI generated writing content. But for me, I'm not looking for AI to completely write everything for me. I'm looking for it to like help me get it better.
Right. And does it really matter? I mean, if it is AI generated, like if you like it, then what's the big deal?
Ultimately, yeah. And I think we're still, it's like AI is like a toddler right now. I feel about it, right? So it's just going to get better and better.
And I mean, there was so much just with when ChatGPT got big, within the first month or two, I think it was so far beyond anything we could even imagine that they had to scale it back and only be able to just release just a tiny bit of it because it just evolves so fast. So, I mean, I think that's, and whatever we have, I'm sure whoever, somebody else has, you know, as much further along down the road of what the capabilities are. And like you're saying, it's yet toddler, if that right now, but will be, you know, I don't know, probably teenager in maybe a year.
Yeah, and it's growing very, very quickly. So Ashley just released a whole album, which I still haven't done. I have a lot going on lately. I was just on a TV show and just have some of my own programs. But Ashley, you've gotten a lot of responses from people. I think it's interesting because I've been in music for a while, and I also have a very, I would say, non-traditional following because of what I do. I don't tend to get, like, people that connect with me are typically, like, already weird. Weird or, like, non-conformist, right?
Are you calling
me weird? But Ashley comes from a more traditional background in terms of her followers. And so, Ashley, can you talk a little bit about, like, what's come up for you, like what people have said as you've released this? Because I think it's been fascinating to watch, to see how emotional two people are.
Yeah. Before I talk about that, I'm going to tell you that you, if you're listening to this, should feel so confident to go out there and experiment with this AI, that there should be nothing that should stop you. Like, if you are curious at all, get, like, shut this down, go get on the thing and give this a like, and then go do that. Right. But it's a real thing that you should feel so confident to experiment with this and play with it and see how it can help your life. So I was a singer. I was trained as a singer as a kid. I went to, like, this thing called Rising Stars, and we did, like, singing and dancing and, you know, acting, and I was really great. And then I played volleyball and sports in high school, and I was a straight A overachieving student, you know, high trauma as a kid. I'm like classic example of this. So as I've gotten older, I've written a bunch of songs and had a bunch of feelings around Mean Girls specifically. And so when I found AI could help me write these songs, I quickly was able to generate an album. Within a month, I had an album. I had 21 songs. I narrowed it down to 12. And I decided I'm going to release this album. When I released it, I did not consider the blowback that might happen. And part of the blowback was there's a lot of artists that have worked really hard to be where they're at. And I hear them and I see them and I appreciate them. I've been standing on the front row of their concert since I was a little girl. And
you know what? You didn't fucking work hard at it too.
So then we got this huge conversation of what is creativity and how does it measure, right? And so I kind of bit back. I was like, so is my creation any less than your creation somehow? And tell me, please, about that, right? If you enjoy something, right? If you like the YouTube videos that are made by AI, then you like those and those resonate with you. And if you learn something from them, then you do, right? If you take it and make money from them, then you do. AI is nothing different than Google. And that word, right, AI, the government has heavily persuaded us to think that it's artificial intelligence, something outside of ourselves, far away, maybe aliens. And that is just untrue. I would call it articulate intelligence, if anything. And I would say that it helps you be able to articulate yourself in ways and speak to people and speak to things. So when I released my music, I had articulated myself to the world and I was super proud of it. And so I've kind of gone the rounds about how to introduce it to people and how to share. I did recently put up a post that was like, you know, I just don't really care if you don't like it. Like, if you're curious and you need help or you want creativity in your life, just reach out to me. And I had people reach out. I had people say, surprisingly, you know, I wish it was your voice, right? A lot of people say, I wish it was your voice. And there's ways to get around that. And I'm working on that. But gosh dang, within 3 months from now, you're going to be able to have your own voice. And just, you'll never know it was not or was AI. And then more recently, I've been really clear that, you know, AI has been being used by a lot of artists for a really long time. We just didn't know about it. The public
auto-tune. Absolutely. If you've heard of auto-tune, that's AI. I mean, and there's a lot. I mean, beats are, you know, beats being created, the manipulation of beats, all of these things. There's AI here, you know. So again, it's like, I agree, Ashley. I think there's this public campaign to kind of smear AI and make people afraid a bit. And I'm very wary of, people that try to create a lot of fear about something.
Yeah, anyone that's like, it's gonna kill you. Fear mongering is like for the birds. I mean, if you're watching the TV every day and you're sucking that stuff in, you're dying fast. That's fine, right? And nobody really knows what's going on here. So why not experiment, right? I'll stand in your corner. So will Laura, and we'll both say, we'll cheer you on at whatever AI adventure you want to take. And no matter who says what about you. So yeah, but be excited and be confident to go out there and explore if you're listening for sure.
So then, okay, if you have all the, not all, but if you have a lot of people that are coming at you and saying that stuff, then you go to Laura and you say, what do you with the nonconformists? Are the nonconformists, are they down with, are there nonconformists fucking, like, oh, I don't know, like that, I don't want to conform to you and have the smoke and do move the foot a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. It's a hard thing, but in the end, like, what's it really matter? Like, I mean, the people that are gonna find you're gonna find you, and you do what you do because you want to do it, and it's what you like, and like the speed you can put something out, whether it can be a little, I don't know. I mean, but some people might like it. Like, if you there's some topical thing, like. I don't know what's going on. I can think of this recent, like OJ, I guess. We'll say OJ, just because of OJ. So if someone wanted to make an OJ book or an OJ song, they can do that and they can have it up online that day for
Yes.
people to get.
Yes. So it's like you could be the tabloids on the music if you wanted to be. Totally true. And I think that's an interesting way to try and use it. However you want to use it, right? Would be like in a positive way. You can write any kind of songs you want in a matter of seconds. It changes the
Yeah.
dynamics for people and their ability to use their creativity. And I'll give you a link to that song. My goal is to have 100 songs published and released with AI with this year. And it's fun because it's interesting to hear people's feedback, right? Like, and I'm sure
Yeah.
Laura, she has this cat song, and she wrote a camel song. The camel song's really great, right? There's all these really fun ways to use AI. When you go to search on your Instagram or your TikTok to do a reel, you look for specific things, right? One of them is cowboy boots. I'm in the cowboy boot world. So I wrote Western songs about boots because that's what made sense for my customers, for my clients. And putting that all
Okay.
together, though, is kind of an art, right? It's definitely an art to do
Yeah.
this, to get it out to the world.
And no one would have thought of what you thought of. They could think of write a song about cowboy boots if that's their thing, but then they wouldn't have all the other nuances of things that you'd be thinking about, what about it? Or, this like there's very general things and people use that excuse too of I've seen what people say like well, you put in a prompt and it comes out stupid. Like, well, you're not doing that right. You're not putting the prompt in right. You're doing it wrong because you can make it awesome. And if you just need to know what you need to do, or someone needs to know what they're doing, and you can make cool stuff, like you were saying with your own voice. There's stuff out right now, but I haven't seen anyone do anything longer than like a short little clip of maybe like 10 seconds, but I mean, that's I'm sure it's out, but I haven't really got to see someone do anything with it. And then, yeah, for a while, I was making like lo-fi beats for a while with AI, and that was fucking pretty cool. And I was enjoying that just kind of have for myself and then release them on YouTube and shit. And it's fun, I enjoyed it, but then, yeah, I got to put in like make things how I want to make it, and it's a lot less like I can get an idea in my head, but if I go and I pull out my Casio or whatever the fuck else, if I don't know, I don't really have synths anymore. I have online synths and or PlayStation 2 synth, but that's gonna take a lot longer, and I don't know if it has the right sounds. Like, I'll get different sounds that I can get off of this, and different things that I wouldn't have thought up. And if I did think them up, it would have taught or would have spent and took a lot of time. It would have been a long fucking way to get there. And I don't know, fuck it. Like, don't be a little weenie. Just try it. Like,
I like that. Just, I think,
yeah.
you know, don't be fearful. Just like Ashley said, just go and explore. And I do feel that your creative energy still really comes through. A lot of it is about the art of the prompt. Like, what are you putting in the prompt? That's really, really important. I also, you know, I'm a psychic medium. I believe in muses. I believe in the energetic spiritual realm. And I think you're connecting in with that when you're using AI or when you're creating in any particular way. So it's also about alignment for that. And also, I know that there are times when if I just feel really like on as a creator and I really feel in tune and I can crank out like awesome stuff with AI. And then same thing, if it's just my energy's not right or whatever, it's going to be shitty. So, you know, I think it's and also the same person can sit down or sorry, excuse me, another person can sit down and use the exact same prompt as you and get something different. It's you know, just it's the AI software, it's your energy. So it there is an art to it. So I also want everyone to know, yes, it opens it up for everybody, but you know, someone is going to sit down and use a prompt and get, you know, X and you're going to get A. And like, that's actually really beautiful. It's still catered to that person and their energy as well.
Yeah, and even with something like ChatGPT, going and giving it a sample paragraph or even just a paragraph as a minimum of something, and then just tell everything to write it in my voice. So it says all the dumb shit that I say all the time, and or you know things that I might say, and it's hilarious. I'm like, okay, yeah, I probably would say that. That sounds pretty close, and so it's nice. So like for this show, for instance, for the show notes, I have everything. I have a notes thing with a few different prompts, like to be able to, you know, just input in each person's name in there, and then it goes in, will spit out, you know, give me a you know title, and then all the body of the podcast stuff, and then you know asking for whatever those are called, hashtags and stuff, all that stuff, and like it's all set. So I just have to plug it in, and then it does it how I want it to. And I don't know how long I would spend on that, trying to do that for every single episode, how much time that saves me. I mean, I can get this done and out in like an hour, and I don't have to do any editing either. I can
And
just.
it's definitely a shortcut. Like it's seriously a shortcut. And that's what you got to realize. Some people don't like shortcuts, and that's fine. Some people are really interested in shortcuts, and this is the biggest shortcut of all right now.
Right.
It's
And
interesting
it's okay.
because Ashley, you were talking about how some people are like, they're frustrated because they worked so hard to create this, and then now you're just doing it so fast. And I feel like it's that part of that sort of paradigm of life is hard, it's a struggle. Sacrifice, self-sacrifice, and that's bullshit. I'm sorry, but like I don't want that for the next generation. I don't want struggle. And if you've catch yourself in that mindset, it's like I think we need to rewire that. Like struggle is not necessary to get results. And it's also I don't think we should award people for struggle, including ourselves. Like, I got through that. And like, you know, let's change the paradigm so that we don't feel like that has to be a required step.
Right. And man, like that's a wild one. Because then, yeah, there's all the stuff with the younger generation of they don't fucking do anything. They're fucking lazy. But you know what? They're coming up with this shit. We're coming up with this shit. Older people are coming up with this shit. They're coming up with everything. Like, why not let it go? And like I got it hurt for a little bit, and like I went down that path. Like it hurt with the music, just being able to do that so fast after spending so long. And it's like, well, I fucking worked my ass off of that, and now I can just do it. But then I'm like, but yeah, but now I can do it, and like I expedited everything that I'm doing, and this is a whole new game. It's a whole new It's like having a whole new music studio just thrown into my lap that's way more intuitive with less of a learning curve that anyone can pick up and anyone can have that, like that chance. Anyone can have that chance. Like me with drawing, I can't draw worth shit, but I can make something that's gonna look fucking cool and I can think it, but there's no way I could put it to the paper, and now I can. And I can sell that shit on demand, print on demand.
Yeah,
You can
you
put it
could
on
literally have your
whatever the
t-shirt
fuck you
within
want.
3 or 4 days of you making it. Like you would literally have a t-shirt that you made today on AI in 3 or 4, maybe 5, 6 days.
Oh, not
Yeah.
even. You can have it in like an hour.
Sure,
Yeah.
yeah. You could have it at
Yeah.
the demand print store in Vegas for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to say that it's, you know, growth can feel uncomfortable because we're creating new neural pathways. We're shifting our energy. And also when these things happen, you can't go back. Like, so there's no point. Like, the train has left the station. You can't go back to how things were. So just get on board, you know? Like, this happened with, I'm old enough to remember when the dot-com era happened, and everyone was so freaked out about buying online. Like, literally, almost everyone was like, oh my God, is it safe? And how will we know? And like security. And there was a lot of fear about that. Well, you know, yes, you can get your data stolen. There's certainly things that can happen, but like people are pretty comfortable with it now, right? It's just like, yeah, I just click a button and then the stuff shows up in my house. It's awesome, right?
Right.
There has been
Yeah.
disruption, but you know, it's like we're just in the early phase of this. So I just want everyone to know it will get easier, safer, feel more comfortable, but you can't reject it. Like you could just be like, I reject online commerce. Well, I'm like, great. Well, it's here. So just you have to adjust. You can't ignore this development or you just essentially get left behind.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can stay with that, but, anything you want, you know, you're gonna have to take a lot more time now. Like, what are you gonna
Well, there's literally
write
not
on a
even
postcard?
options to buy a lot of these things anymore. I mean, the new model is this, it's a new model, right? Now there are still brick and mortar stores, but honestly, there's less inventory in a lot of these. I mean, it's you literally, unless you're in certain places in the world, obviously, that are less tech oriented. But if you're in, you know, the United States, Canada, Europe, you know, you're going to be dealing with these things.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not really necessary to have a brick and mortar store for so many things now. Like, I had one for a short while, and I never want to have it again. It was not worth it at all to have a store when, like, pretty much what I was doing was everything was online anyway, and I could just send stuff out there. And so, and now with this, like, I don't. It can be anywhere. You can be anywhere in the fucking world, and you can come up with this and just. It's there, and you just sit back, and it's only going to grow. Like, it's not, there's so many different ways to be creative, and there's really not an excuse if you want to be creative now to be creative.
It's
If you
true.
can't.
If you like, if you're listening to this and you're like, gosh, I've always wanted to do these things, well, then do it, right? Action is the only thing that's going to help you in this lifetime. We can talk all day
Right.
about it, right? But there's this action-oriented thing. The person who does the most isn't always the person that wins. But if you take action first, a lot of times you're going to win. Like, there's a lot of holes in the industry right now. I know a woman who is producing books, and they don't have a lot of words in them. They're for kids, and they're about farm animals. There's huge holes in that industry because no one's producing kids' books. Like, it's very strange how the world is working. So you might have immediate needs inside of your own family that you could help fill with AI and your own ability to turn product over. So this has been super fun.
Yeah, hell yeah. And so where are people going to find you on the internet
So,
or in real life or your AI avatar?
if you see me in real life, I have red hair and a red hat, usually cowboy hat. And you can come up to me, and I like people. I think they're fun, but don't be weird. So here's the thing. I am
Okay.
on the Boot Babe in the internet land, and the Boot Babes, and our podcast, the AI podcast, is called AI Millionaires. And you can find that on anywhere you can get a podcast, Spotify, YouTube. These things. Laura, tell us where you can find yourself.
Yeah, so definitely AI Millionaires podcast for all things AI. My website for my psychic work, which is how I'm the most known, interestingly, is healingpowers.net. I'm on Instagram at laurapowers44. Feel free to connect with me and DM me there. And all my books, 8 books on Amazon. I have various TV appearances and things out there. You can Google me. And yeah, I just feel to
Wait.
say, oh yeah, go
I
ahead.
feel to say that Laura was just the biggest loser. She won the biggest loser.
No, that's not the biggest
Oh, not the
loser.
biggest loser. I'm so sorry. My brain just shot off when I said it because I thought of Jillian
She's really
Michaels. That's
obese
what
and
we were
now
talking
she's
about.
like,
You'll delete this part out, right? You're the editor. It's good.
yep.
No, she just
Edit.
was the weakest link. Laura was the weakest link recently. And this is really, really interesting and curious because it was like such a divine thing that happened. And it was as a result of being so open-minded and being able to be flexible.
Yeah, so just brief, I can't talk too much about it, but I'll just say, yeah, I won The Weakest Link, the TV show that's NBC show with
Oh,
Jane
shit.
Lynch. And I just want to encourage people to put themselves out there. So that's a show that they take, anyone can submit to be try to be a guest on the show, to try to be a contestant, and just put yourself out there, and now we can all create video submissions. And that's essentially what you have to do for a lot of things. You create a little video, right? It's like you have your own mu music slash video studio in your house, and you're just like, can literally record something and send it to them in a few minutes. So just take advantage of that. You just never know what doors will open for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, like a 3 minute video and then
Not even, most of them, they want like a
or a
minute.
minute,
They want like a
even
minute,
shit. Okay.
and then you go through after there, and there might be additional steps. But yeah, who doesn't have like a minute? Any like, just it's so fast. So just don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And when I started writing, it was like there was a very strong delineation between people who were traditionally published by a publisher and then people who were putting themselves out there, like independent self-publishing. When people read books, they don't really, most people, they're just like, this is a good book or this is not a good, right? And I
Right.
think we're doing that in all the industry. So it's happening right now in music. Like there's been independent music people for a while, but like now it's like next level. So just put yourself out there. I love that you brought that up, and thanks for mentioning that, Ashley, about the
I think it's so cool. You just put yourself out there and you don't know what's going to happen, but it inspires people to want to go for it. And that's what it should do.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok video of someone saying that they should make a YouTube or Spotify or something, but don't mention how many views or listens the video has. And it's just like, it can just be anyone. Like you just play it and it's like, okay, you don't have that preconceived notion like, oh, this song has 5 million hits. It must be good. This song has two people have listened to it. It must be shit. But I kind of like that. I mean, anyone
There's a
can
lot
pick
of
it up and
music
see.
that's shitty that's really popular, in my opinion. I mean, right? And it's all subjective. That's just
Right.
it. It doesn't really matter. Like, it's and honestly, go them, whoever created it. Like, it's really, so we just need to get out of our own way and just not be afraid to like just put ourselves. And so, what if we create something that's not great? Oh well, like, just keep creating, honestly.
Your people will find you. Your people will come to you and
Yes.
you're making your own stuff and it's not for everyone. And that's okay. And that's totally okay if it's not for everyone. It's even better that way. And then all you need is the people who are gonna like your stuff. And that's more than plenty, which is killer. So yeah. Cool. Well, thank you too so much for being on. I enjoyed getting to talk with you and meet you. And maybe have you back here in the fall sometime once things are
I'm sure there'll
rolling
be
again.
a lot more to report at that point. Things are happening at lightning speed. So,
Yes, thanks, Rusty
Absolutely.
Diamond.
Cool. Yeah. You too. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. All right.
Thanks. All
Thanks.
right.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So that is Ashley Louise Jackson and Laura Michelle Powers, which I did that name of Laura's business is great. I didn't pick up on that. It took me a second. By the time it clicked, like I was like, oh shit, okay, that's already passed. But that's a good idea and good branding. So thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to know more about me, rustydiamond.net or hypnosisisgreat.com. And that is the show. Man. Boom.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.